Aloha, Starshine.
Aloha, Sunshine. Aloha, listeners.
Aloha, listeners. Welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge. We are the dimly lit tiki bar that lives in your head.
That's eating toast.
Among other things. Starshine is eating toast because she wants to get a few carbs in the tummy before
we
have the
cocktail.
I'm eating toast
because it took you 10 hours to set up for the show and I'm starving.
It did take a little bit. And yesterday I had a little bit of an accident. But how about we have a drink? You'll feel better.
Right.
And, well... We're going to have a little Halloween fun today because this is probably the last podcast before Halloween.
Yeah, I think so.
Next week we're going to be a little busy with our Halloween party and costumes and all. Here are some cheesy torture chamber sound effects for Starshine for you to make fun of. I'm going to shake the drink.
It sounds like a porny, cheeky room, Halloween-y. It doesn't even sound Halloween-y to me, just like people having sex in the tiki room.
I just hope there's some whipping involved.
Nice.
Perfect. Everybody needs a little whipping. I'm going to pour you our drink this week. This is the house drink for the Halloween party that we will be attending together. And for listeners, for those of you who are not invited to the Halloween party, which is all but two of you. Because two of you will be attending. On the very Peter and his lovely wife are on the very special guest list. And that's just because we've had a chance to actually meet in person, and so I feel that they're safe. They're not the stalker type, and you know, sometimes when we meet people in person, that may be your future. You may actually join us in the lounge for something like our big Halloween party. We are having a drink now. What did you decide the name was?
I thought it was a Witch's Minge.
Yes, the Witch's Minge.
Because Promiscuous Pumpkin was not saucy enough for you.
It's pink, it's passion fruit, and it's got both rum and vodka.
Ooh.
I will put the recipe online. I'm not going to go into it, but...
Or Witch's Tit. Cold as a Witch's Tit is the other one.
No, there is a drink called Witch's
Tit.
Is
there? Okay, we'll go for
Witch's Minge. Yes, the Witch's Minge. And it's pink, and it works, and it's got passion fruit in it. It's delicious. I decided that I needed to make a drink with the... flavored vodka, the passion fruit vodka. I always have a thing for passion fruit. And then if you can find a good passion fruit juice, I highly recommend that you get a couple.
The screaming is quite loud right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, turn it down just a tad. The torture is too much for me. I can't handle it.
So listeners, I always recommend when you're having a party of any kind, have at least one house drink that you can put in a large punch bowl. That's exactly what this will be. I know I shook it here for the two of us, but that's because I'm just making
everyone else just gets it as is.
But yeah, you put it in the punch bowl, you mix it ahead. You might want to stop by the bowl and stir it every once in a while when it includes fruit juices, especially if it includes orange juice or pineapple juice. Those tend to settle.
Now make sure nobody's just picking up the punch bowl and drinking it.
Yes, that happens sometimes.
We do have
parties.
A couple people that would do that.
And last year I broke the punch bowl.
I'm related to them.
While mixing another drink.
Yeah.
Now let's see here. What's going on in this torture chamber?
Right now it kind of sounds like they're going up a roller coaster.
Yes. Like imagine leaning. Let's lean back.
Yeah.
And now we're going over the hill. Whee!
Yes.
Oh, now apparently we're cutting somebody in half.
We're sawing the roller coaster in half.
Halloween is always a good time, and you, Starshine, and listeners, I suggest this. Wherever you are in your neck of the woods, there's got to be something going on for Halloween. Oh, that sounds like a table saw.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they're building the new bar I asked for.
Oh, maybe.
What are we doing Halloween-esque tonight? What did you just tell me about?
We're going to a haunted maze. Do you want me to say where the haunted maze is?
Sure, absolutely.
We are going to the Fullerton Arboretum, and they're having a haunted maze where... I predict that 80-year-olds will be dressed up as ghosts and trying to jump out at us because...
The volunteers are quite old.
Yeah, well, the Arboretum has probably 3 employees and then the rest of it's run by volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all over the age of 80.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I like a good haunted house. I didn't know it was a maze, so that's even better.
Well, I mean, they can't really do a haunted house because there's no house there. But they can take you down the trails and stuff. It's a nice arboretum.
It is. Mm-hmm. I like an arboretum. I like the outdoors. And here in Southern California, the weather at night is still perfect for an evening stroll through.
And I've never been there at night. I've been there a lot during the day, so.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm. Old people.
Arboretum. Woo, old people.
They're like, woo!
Okay,
well.
It'll
be awesome.
We have a lot more show, and hang on, because here it comes. Tiki Mail!
You know, I think it's been about a month since I've seen the sack, and that sore hasn't healed yet.
That's not a sore.
You need to get that checked
no,
out.
No, that's where I had them separated and let out.
Well, then the stitches aren't working.
No, they're those stitches that dissolve. And they, well, this is the mail segment. This is where we talk about things that listeners have written in about. Mm. And we have a few things this week, as usual we do. I first just want to say, Ramble Redhead, thank you so much for sending us the hug. He says hugs.
Oh, well, is he someone we'd want to hug?
I think so. He's been a listener and a fan for some time, so we might as well.
All right.
So hugs back at you. Then Rajesh asked, what happened to your feed? I accidentally put what happened to your food there. But
well, I ate
he
it.
Said, what happened to your feed? Well, if any of you out there are not able to get the podcast through the regular download. Oh, I almost forgot. We were going to have more Halloween. And you picked the background called The Witch Gets an Idea.
Yeah, so what the fuck is the idea?
I don't know. Let's find out. It's so far, it's just wind or something.
The idea, maybe
know.
She's going to paint her cauldron or killer cat or
she's
fly off somewhere.
Dust the spider webs.
Eat babies. I don't know.
But I figure that the mail will be more fun if the witch had an idea.
Sure.
So he asked, what happened to the feed? And my boyfriend had just updated our WordPress, and that's how we host this wonderful thing we call a podcast.
It's lovely.
And, well, anyways, so the podcast is hosted through WordPress, and we made a change to it, and a couple people apparently weren't able to get it. So we've looked into it, and it looks like everything should be okay, but just in case, you're going to ZenTikiLounge.com and hitting the play button and hearing the show that way, because you can always do that. The feed that you want to use is feed.zentikilounge.com. It's really easy.
Did you email this to him? Because if he's not getting the feed, there's no way he's going to know.
No, I absolutely did. But I do know that some people had gone to the website because they couldn't get it through their normal feed, the iTunes, etc. We know iTunes is working now, so
I always go
everything should be okay. You do always?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just being sarcastic?
No, I do. That's what I go from work. I go to the Zentiki Lounge website.
I see.
From
and
there.
Do you only listen to the shows that you're on, or do you listen to all of them?
No, I listen to most of them now.
Oh, okay.
But I only listen to them at work.
Right, because that's where it's most appropriate.
I put on earplugs.
No, wait, hold on a second. Is the witch blowing bubbles in her soup?
I think she's having diarrhea.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's like plopping in the toilet.
Yeah.
I bet that hurts her butt.
She needs to use that aloe toilet paper.
Yeah, because it's raw.
Now, we almost forgot the cocktail that we're having here. What did you think of it?
I like it.
Do you think this is one that you would drink several of and then be like, oh, shit?
Yeah, because it's going to sneak up on you, because I can't taste any booze in it whatsoever.
There's plenty.
Yeah, and that's a good drink when you can't taste.
There's two full shots of hard liquor in
it. And it's
there.
Not too sweet, because I don't like sweet drinks.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, passion fruit, oddly enough, does not have to be sweet. You can pair it with a good amount of lemon juice.
Yeah.
And it takes that putrid sweetness out of it.
You know, I think, and I'd actually like it, you know, I like my salty dogs. I think I'd like it with some salt on the rim. I think that would be good.
I don't really like dogs at all.
No? I know you're not a dog. You like your cats, but...
I do.
I think it would be good if it had salt on it, like a margarita or a salty dog. But I really like salt. So.
I will. Oh, what about, I have grapefruit rimming sugar.
Mm.
What do you think about that? Okay, maybe we'll try that. So, but the recipe will be at ZenTikiLounge.com. Here is a letter from Alice. She said, I'm sure by now you have heard of this balloon boy madness.
Ah, fuck. That poor kid, his parents are...
Oh, excuse me. That's my stomach.
Wow.
I didn't have much for lunch.
No toast.
Would you maybe make a cocktail in honor of the greatest hoax in recent memory?
We can call it Bastard Father.
But I'm not making a cocktail for that a-hole.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to
maybe
add
his subservient wife. We can make a drink for her.
Probably something with moonshine in it. His parents are pretty stupid people. Well, yeah, but why are you associating moonshine with stupidity?
Maybe we can somehow craft either a balloon we can drink out of, or apparently this man tried to market a children's show where he made things out of cardboard boxes. Did you see that?
No.
So we can put the drink in a cardboard box and have fun with that. The whole show was how to make things out of cardboard boxes.
Oh.
It was a couple of years ago he tried.
I didn't. Oh, now we're in the laboratory.
Witches don't have laboratories.
No, but the mad scientist does. Now, what else here? Oh, his dad is a really big douche, and you guys should put him on that tour bus thing you were doing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or in his balloon.
If his dad fell into the Grand Canyon, I'm sure his wife wouldn't even miss him.
I totally
agree
with
funny,
that.
Stay funny, Alice.
Yeah.
Well, Alice, thank you very much. And absolutely, Mr. Heaney is absolutely on the bus, but we're putting his wife on there, too.
Heaney Heiney,
Because I don't care. I mean, she looks like she's going along willingly.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we should name the drink, Gosh, My Kids Are Going to Be Really Fucked Up.
That's a long name for a cocktail.
It is, but it's fitting.
All right, we'll work on that.
Because we don't want to give him any glory. We should, his poor kids, you know, the one that threw up on CNN and all that
Heaney's
crap.
Heaney's hijinks or something?
Yes, Heaney's hijinks. Heaney's hijinks.
Now, this isn't a letter, but this is just a shout-out. Duda Alete, who he made the Tiki Mentory movie, he is still out there promoting it. You can go to TikiMentory.com or check out Tiki Mentory on Facebook, and I just wanted to say aloha to Duda. He has been showing it all over the country and all over the world, and I believe he is back in Brazil now, and he's showing it there. And the movie, actually, you could download and watch it for free.
Let's go to Brazil and see him.
Except in the United States. We weren't able to, but luckily I have a DVD copy that I got from Duda, but... So I just wanted to say thank you very much, Duda, for putting out that wonderful movie, and I hope that we really are in
the part
two.
Are they killing a pig?
I don't... Maybe it is a mad scientist laboratory, and they're getting ready for a luau.
Good Lord.
I don't know. This next one is from Rexy. Aloha.
Aloha.
I have been listening to the show since your very first podcast.
Mm.
How come you took down the first 50 shows? I really liked it when Sunshine and Pumpkin were getting used to doing the show and figuring out how things worked. Sometimes you were funniest when you screwed everything and didn't know. I think he meant screwed everything up.
No, I think he meant screwed everything.
And didn't know how to fix it. I
think he knows you and Pumpkin well.
I love the show now too, Rexy. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't like the beginning.
Well, you like being more professional, and you're well-crafted now.
I like having better equipment. I like that we've learned how to use it better, and I like that we have, you know, figured out what our format
is.
You know, we start with the cocktail and a little bit of music, and then we do the mail, and then we do a little bit of news, and then we do a little bit of shenanigans.
All right, then. So, that's your prerogative. It's your show.
That's right. It is my show, and nobody's taking it from me, damn it.
If it was my choice, I'd only put the ones with me on it.
So if you want to send us a note, you can go on Facebook and look for Sunshine Tiki. You can check out the Zen Tiki Lounge fan page on Facebook. You can go to mail at zentikilounge.com.
Now he's killing a horse.
Send us a little email. So many ways you can find Sunshine Tiki also. No, Sunshine ZTL on Twitter.
Mm.
And Zen Tiki Lounge on Twitter. See, plenty of ways to find us. So why don't you do that? And we will gladly, gladly reply if you're of any interest.
Plenty of ways to find us, but not the first 50 shows.
So listeners, during the break, I challenged Starshine to, basically choose her favorite pickup line from a lovely book that I got from Miss Charming. And the title of the book is, and I have to read it because it's a long one, it is The Guide for Hip Bartenders and Way Out Wannabes by Miss Charming, M-I-S-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great book of cocktail recipes, anecdotes, information, things that you'd like to maybe just talk about anecdotally at a bar or when you're tending bar or at a party. But it has a great section on pickup lines. So Starshine is going to, she's going to be the dude, and
right.
She is going to pick me up.
Well, I guess I should be.
So why don't
I'm
you say
something?
Why don't you lure me into your nest of ne'er-do-well?
Well, all of these are pretty cheesy. I can't believe people would actually say these, but I do like, let's see.
Make it believable.
I have to be a guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. If you were words
hey, baby.
If you were words on a page, you'd be what they call fine print.
You're so cute.
So stupid. What else is there? There's the ever classic, I think I'm in heaven because you look like an angel. Can you take off your shirt so I can check your wings?
You don't sound very manly.
I'm sorry, I'm 13. My voice hasn't changed yet. That reminds me of that stupid Brad Paisley song, The One for Ticks. Have you heard that one?
No.
Yeah, he says he wants to check girls for ticks.
What?
He
actually says that? Yeah, like a baboon?
It's actually a pretty funny song.
Oh my god.
There's
Come on, hit me with another one.
They all suck. Do I have to talk like a guy again? Because it's hard for
Yes,
me.
Come on.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
You should keep walking.
Yeah, see, that's what a girl would say.
That's terrible. What else? Give me two more good ones.
I can't even say that one. Should we talk or continue flirting from a distance? I would be like, well, why don't you go over there and you can flirt with me from across the room?
Yeah, that one's not working for me.
And are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. Oh, like, that one's a little bit better than the other one, but they're all kind of sucky. Do you have any raisins? No. How about a date? Well, you know, if you ask somebody if they have raisins, you're kind of implying that they're... chest is small. That's how I'd take it.
I think, honestly, if I were a woman and I were single and I liked men, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of ifs there.
Yeah,
but
none of them
if
are true.
I were all of those things combined at one time, mm-hmm. I would probably find most attractive men and just say, "Some, you know, buy mm-hmm. me a drink and I'm yours for tonight."
The only one that I've ever had anybody use on me before is that stupid one about leaving clothes on the floor. What is that one?
Oh, your clothes look great, but they look better on my bedroom floor?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. And the first time the senator Excuse picked me up, all he asked me is if I wanted to share a frajo with him, which is, I guess, Spanish for cigarette. And I didn't understand what frajo was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awfully... Let me see that. That's awfully romantic.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, the book... And I will link to it on the website as well. But there's all kinds of things in here. I mean, you want to learn how to do a little bit of flair bartending, you might want to check this out. You want to know how many calories are in some of the drinks that you drink. Well,
you probably don't want to know.
Well, that's true. You probably don't want to know, especially the coffee and Bailey's, because I was like, are you kidding me? But yeah, that Bailey's got quite a few calories in it.
Tasty.
The Mai Tai, for example, the average Mai Tai has 560
How
calories
about your maroon?
In it.
That probably has more because it's got coconut.
The maroon, I would imagine that I will never, never, never calculate the calories in that cocktail because I would
pretty.
Never drink another one. Because
I bet it's your daily calorie. Like, I bet it's like 1,200 calories.
Oh, I don't think it's that much.
I bet it is.
I don't think it's that much.
It's like the smoothies at Starbucks. You know, you think that people think frappuccinos are good for them. Good God, they've got like 900 calories in them.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, I stay away from
like
those.
Like the
That's
evil Cinnabon.
Yeah, Cinnabon is evil, those damn cinnamon rolls. Oh, there's a recipe for hot buttered rum mix.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so
let's see. Oh, it's got brown
enough
sugar
about
in it.
That. So we have Halloween is coming up and it's going to be fast upon us, and so we're going to be attending a party.
Yes.
And I'm sure a lot of you are going to be attending a party or having a party, because some of you have even written in and said, "Hey, can I have some advice on a couple of things?" And we've talked about that on the show. So I would just like to ask that anybody out there who is having a party or you attend a good one. Send us a picture or two, something that you really enjoyed or thought was cool, especially if it's tiki-esque, but it doesn't have to be a great costume or you enjoying your cocktail, a picture of you enjoying your cocktail, mm-hmm. because we are saving those up for our listener drinking page.
Your witch's minge.
Yes. We're going to show some people enjoying the witch's minge and we'll take some pictures. We are going to be the Golden Girls.
Yes, I had two hours yesterday doing my wig.
We have now gotten our wigs mm-hmm. and my boyfriend and I are going to pick up our lovely frocks from my grandmother a little later.
Your boyfriend's going to have a hard time. He is a tall man.
I asked my grandmother if mm-hmm. she had anything with a cowl neck, and mm-hmm. she said, no, I would never wear that.
The problem is that the style of the 80s is that the shirts are really long.
Yeah.
And so he's very tall, and so he's gonna have a problem finding a shirt that's...
My grandmother is a big gal, so maybe it'll translate.
Well, she's tall, but not...
Yeah, I know.
Boyfriend
tall.
Hey,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, the wigs... Okay, when it comes to Halloween costumes, people, hair is very important.
I agree.
Because unless you're wearing a mask, mm-hmm. hair is very, very important, because you can literally tell more of a story sometimes with the hair and what parts of your face it covers.
Make it or break it.
Right. Like last year I was Elvira.
Yes, and that was a lovely wig.
And I had to find a wig that was actually 4.5 feet long.
And you're not easy to put eyeliner on either, I'd like to say.
No. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to do my makeup this year, too.
It's old lady makeup, though. That's a lot easier. Elvira has very specific makeup that if you don't get right... You know, it's the cat eye, black eyeliner, and mm-hmm. the red lips and everything. You know, Golden Girls, they got makeup on. That's easy. I can do that.
That's true. It's the clip-on earrings I'm having
peach
a hard time
and,
finding.
And if you're going to do 80s makeup, there's peach, and mm-hmm. there's light blue. Sometimes there's, I don't know if old ladies wore the, it was really big to wear colored mascara in the 80s. I remember I was in junior high.
Really? Colored mascara?
Yeah, they had neon blue.
Oh,
and
my.
And they had pink. And
I remember the neon blue mascara, the eyelashes.
I don't think that the Golden Girls wore it, but I mean,
no, I don't think so.
But you'll
either.
Have to have a nice palette of light pink, peach, and light blue.
Well, do
for
you
your
have
makeup.
Those colors for me?
Yeah, my grandmother gives me a nice Estee Lauder makeup kit for Christmas every year, and it comes with a big eyeshadow kit, and it always has some colors that you're never ever gonna wear.
Why are those colors still in there for Halloween?
I don't know. Yes, exactly for Halloween when you dress like the Golden Girls.
This year, our Halloween costumes will be sponsored by Estee Lauder.
It also, I like lipstick, and it always comes with three tubes of lipsticks that I don't know who the fuck's gonna wear those colors.
Who was that Estee Lauder model that was in Death Becomes Her? Or was that Lancome? I can't remember. Isabella Rossellini,
yes.
Was she Estee Lauder or Lancome? She was one of the two.
I don't remember, but it was one of those two.
And even though I don't like makeup, I do like some of their models. And Isabella Rossellini, although I don't think she's aged too well in the last decade, there is just something about her. And in that Death Becomes Her, when she was wearing nothing but a giant set of jewelry over her tatas.
I like that movie too. I think it's a funny movie.
Amazing. And who are the actresses again in there?
Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep.
And Meryl Streep.
I love
Streep.
That movie.
Yes.
And Meryl Streep still looks good, I think. In the last 5 years, Goldie Hawn, I think, has started to go downhill.
She looks like a Sharpay.
Yeah. But Meryl Streep still looks good.
Does she?
I think so.
Well, I mean, for her age, I guess
she's
in
her 60s, correct?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I think she's 60.
Her and I don't have lunch very often.
No, but I think Goldie Hawn is also 60 also. So I guess if you're 60 and look like Goldie Hawn, you should be happy. But, you know, I think she needs to do some with her hair. It's a little...
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little... You know, you can't
Is Goldie Hawn married to... Who's she married to?
Well, they've never actually married, but it's
Kurt
Russell.
What's his name?
Kurt Russell.
Yes,
from my all-time favorite movie. Do you know what it is?
Big Fun in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China, my favorite movie.
That is one odd movie.
I love that movie.
Well, this is just a podcast of tangents today.
I even have a Lopan action figure in my room.
Are you kidding?
No, I do. Joe bought it. Oh, well, whatever. Joe bought it for me.
That's great. Okay, now, let's steer the show a little bit towards something a little more
zen. Oh, yeah, because we want it to make sense.
A little bit more tiki. Did you notice what I did to the lounge?
It looks very nice. I like the shelves.
We have twice as much shelving now, yet I filled it all still.
Why are the brackets different colors, Sweet Pea?
Well, that would be because IKEA ran out of all of them in the natural wood tone.
Okay, so what are you going
to
do?
I have to sand them individually.
Yeah. And paint them white?
To get the white paint off.
Oh, you're good. Well, why don't you just paint them all? Why don't you paint them the same color as the wall?
Well, see, that's plan two.
Okay, yeah, that's what I would do.
That's plan B.
Because I think it'd be better if they weren't contrasting from the wall.
Right.
It does look nice, though. And
listeners,
they are very
lovely. I promised to put up a picture.
Yeah.
The lighting is the best part. But I just keep buying more and more and more booze as I'm noticing.
Yeah,
in
you
front
might want to start shelves on the other side of the wall.
No.
Or attend Alcoholics Anonymous.
I don't want to look like a lush.
Oh, of course not. You've only got half your room covered with alcohol bottles and a room upstairs covered with Jack Daniels.
Well, that's not my room.
Well, whatever, denier.
That's the boyfriend's lounge. Yes. I don't have anything to do with that. So, but anyways, when it comes to the decorating, I mean, really all I did was I put up more shelving, threw on a coat of paint. Because white walls do not do a tiki bar any justice.
No.
But one of the things I think is really cool right now is over here on the side, we've got the bamboo wall stickers.
I do like the bamboo.
And they make them for children's rooms, but you can also get them in less childish motifs.
What, there's a lot of children asking for bamboo?
Well, but they come in dinosaurs and
teddy bears
and flowers. And,
oh, do these
and
come off
like
and
that.
You can restick them? Because they have that now, too.
No, these peel right back off.
Yeah. They're awesome.
But they're not glossy. They're matte.
Yeah.
They have a matte finish, so they don't look, you know, too fake.
Actually, it looks to me like you actually painted on there, hand-painted it.
That's what I was really looking for. So if you go online, if you go to eBay, if you go online and you search for like bamboo wall decals or bamboo wall stickers or Hawaiian wall stickers, you'll find a lot of these motifs that are available out there. They make great borders. They make good, just something to throw up on the wall to take up some dead space. And then, you know, add some more life to it. Throw some actual plants in front of it. It serves as a good background. So far, people are noticing it and they're saying nice things. And I'm going to have Starshine and Pumpkin and Kehlani. I'm going to have each one of them put up their own bamboo stock here in the lounge.
Put mine on the ceiling.
No, you have to put it... Actually, I want you to put it on that wall over there.
All right.
Because that wall needs a little love. It needs a little something. Because you can't have blank wall space, dead wall space in a tiki bar.
No, because tiki's is always crowded and
right. Everything, kitschy. Everything has to be taken up.
Yeah.
And I want to, Starshine, I want to show you a picture of Pumpkin and I.
Great.
At, well, this is my birthday party.
Yes, and so I remember your birthday party.
We were at Don the Beachcombers. And listeners, the reason why I'm showing this to her is if you look at the background, I mean, the wall, there is no empty space. Mm-hmm. There is thatch and bamboo, and there are paintings.
Pot
and
leaves,
there's
perhaps?
Plant. No, no, those are palm
I'm
leaves.
Just kidding.
And there's bromeliads, there's plants everywhere. It's got a high back leather booth.
Yeah, so although what are you thinking about? Pumpkin is pondering, and you're staring
at Pumpkin is looking at the cocktail. The cocktail guy there at Don the Beachcomber.
Thinking, what is the sweetest drink on this
and
menu?
I knew that someone was taking a picture, so I just stared up into the top of the tiki bar.
Thinking
and
about worldly issues?
Absolutely. I'm sure that's what I'm thinking about.
Yes.
After the number of Mai Tais and things that I had mm-hmm. at that buffet, I am sure, absolutely sure.
I think at that time I was attempting to make sure little Senator didn't stick his hands in the buffet items.
Yeah.
He's a little problematon.
It's not nice when children stick their fingers in the buffet.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to point out is the lighting in this picture. And listeners, I always talk about this. Lighting for a party or for a bar area is, well, it's key. I mean, you really, really need to think about it. So in this bar, for example, there's some green light in one corner. And then there's some, I'll say, orangish yellow light throughout the rest of the picture. And having those contrasts is really nice because the eye enjoys color.
Yes.
Most eyes do. The eye enjoys color, and it also adds a different bit of a mood. So, for example, if you have one solid color throughout a room, you set one mood.
I agree.
Well, what if that one mood isn't the best of moods? You're screwed.
Yeah, it could be a sad mood. You don't want that for a party.
If you've got, for example, tiki bars are notorious for sticking with sort of water features and foliage mm-hmm. and maybe like fire. Those are kind of the themes that tend to run through. So you'll see your blues and then your oranges and yellows and reds and your greens and aquamarines. Those are always good colors. So think about that when you're designing a tiki bar. But if you're having a Halloween party, for example.
The lighting also can hide a multitude of sins, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Same with the Halloween party. They're perfect
less lighting.
Yes, the
you
better.
You can hide almost anything.
That's Halloween parties are perfect. You know, you just kind of put a strobe light in, which is even better because you can't see anything. You could be in a dumpster.
You're blinded 1 second and then you can see for half of the other second.
And the tiki bar, you know, they could have dead bodies behind that, but it's so dark in there you don't know.
Well, in line with Oingo Boingo, I mean, it sometimes is a dead man's party.
Don't quote my favorite band unless you know what you're talking about,
and,
big boy.
it was only maybe like 5 years ago that I actually knew what the lyrics to Dead Man's Party meant. I mean, I just thought there were dead people at the party. I didn't realize that dead man referred to somebody who was so inebriated that they were unconscious and had to be carried from the party.
Like most of our parties.
There are a few people that does happen to, but not for the most part. Every party has to have the drunk, right?
But it's usually you.
The happy drunk.
You're the groping.
No,
you are the groping drunk.
I am a good drunk at other people's parties. But at my own party, I always sober up because you're always running around making sure everybody's okay and looking after everything. Like last year when we ran out of drinks and I tried to mix one up too quickly and I broke the punch bowl.
Yeah, and then you tried to flip me over your shoulder over here in your little dance area.
Well, I'm
and then my brother-in-law threw your chair across the room.
So have you seen that Mary Hart lately?
Mary Hart?
Yes, on Entertainment Tonight.
Why is she still on there? Isn't she 80?
I don't know, but she looks 80.
Yeah,
I
have. She's not looking good.
She looks... Okay, now, I gotta say
why
this.
Did you switch so bad? You don't want to talk about how drunk you are at your parties?
Well, I don't have any problem with that, but
that
I was just
thinking... That
was
a weird veering, people.
I was just thinking about Mary Hart, because I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and I realized it used to be, if you wanted your entertainment here in the States, you watched Entertainment Tonight.
That's true. I remember when I was a kid in the 80s.
Now we have.
And she was on it with
465 other shows.
True.
Who was the co-host with her?
I thought it was Pat O'Brien.
No. There
was somebody else. Who was on it with him?
No. It's Piano Guy. What's Piano Guy's name?
Billy Joel?
No. The guy, the tall, skinny, blonde guy.
Barry Manilow? No,
no,
he's not tall.
No.
Oh, John Tesh.
John Tesh,
yes.
that was her original co-host on Entertainment Tonight, John Tesh, and... what was her name again?
I was going to say Connie Sullica, but that's who he's married to. Mary Hart.
Mary Hart. And I think they played off each other really well. During the
80s. Yes, I agree.
During the
80s,
Entertainment Tonight was an institution. Since then, Mary Hart has continued to be on the show. And, well, I mean, you know, she's gotten older, just like anybody would. Now, I gotta say this. If John Tesh were still on the show, I would say that he's no longer in his prime. It's not a sexist thing.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't think someone like Mary Hart should still be getting up there in her little gowns and the whore makeup.
Well, the thing about it is that she's probably in her late 50s now, wouldn't you think?
I think she's in her 60s, honestly.
You would think that Entertainment Tonight is just a stepping stone, like that she should have progressed onto something, not like Barbara Walters, hard-hitting, not like
well,
she does
no,
hard-hitting news,
no.
But you think that it's like somebody that graduates from high school and just works at the grocery store until they're 80. You know, it's like she's been doing the same thing for 50 years. It's time maybe she should move on to something, the next level up or something new.
I just noticed that your nails are green.
They are. Aren't they lovely?
That is a nice shade.
Yes, this little senator describes it as an underwater color.
An underwater color. Yes. That's very nice.
Yes.
So the reason I bring up Mary Hart is her face is a little puffy and her eyes are a little half closed.
Yes.
And I think she's had Botox in the eyelid or the under eye.
Cheek fillers or something.
She's kind of scary, so I was thinking maybe I'll let you guys off the hook next year and we won't have to do Gilligan's Island. Maybe I'll be Mary Hart.
But nobody's going to know who you are.
And my boyfriend can be John Tesh.
But nobody's seen John Tesh in a while, so you don't know what he looks like. Completely bald at this point.
That's true. Well, he just looks like a tall white Klingon.
I'd like to do Gilligan's Island. Who might?
I do want to do Gilligan's Island next year. People, you have to plan your Halloween costumes ahead of time. These things just don't happen on their own.
They do not. Yeah.
They absolutely do not. Well, you know what? I want to show you my Halloween wig.
Okay.
I want to show you what it looks like, and so I'm gonna go put that
on.
And
I have to deem whether I need to do it because I'm a girl. And you can tell me that the wig looks okay, but if the hair's not right, I have to do it.
No, I know that the wig has to be cut because it's a mullet.
Well, the back has to be cut, but I still think it might be needing a little curl.
Oh, it needs something.
Yeah.
But so listeners, I'm going to go try on my wig for Starshine, and then she's going to critique, and you'll hear it right here first on the podcast. It's an exclusive.
So exciting.
So Starshine, what do you think of my wig?
It reminded me of George Michael from Wham in the 80s.
That's not what I was going for. I was going for old lady with frosted hair.
It does have potential because it's the right color. So I will have to take it home and curl it.
But are you saying that the look is all wrong?
No, well, I think it's a good starting point.
Oh, well, okay, so like we were saying, the wig really, really can make
the
Halloween costume. So if you're afraid of wigs or if you don't want to spend the money on one, go with a costume that doesn't require a wig, like wear a mask or something that utilizes your own hair.
Or like a witch, you can wear a big hat, you're fine. You
right, know, or something with a hat. So if you're going to be, like, let's say a vampire. Dude, you're going to be a vampire, right? Dudes like to be vampires. They like to put on teeth and act like they're going to suck everything.
Yeah, of course.
Well, anyways, you can use your own hair. Just make sure it's jet black.
And slick it back.
And do your best.
Do your best
to look dapper.
Yeah, your wig needs some work, but I don't think that it's I think it's the right color, which is good.
I'm not doomed.
No, I don't think you're doomed.
Okay.
You'll look like Blanche. You just need to learn how to walk like her.
Well, that's good. Now I have to figure out how it is that every time the four of us enter a room, the Golden Girls theme is going to be played.
The party's at your house. We'll just have to have some button we can press every time we walk in.
The magical Golden
Girls
theme.
Couldn't we have something we
button?
Carried? Like an iPod.
Well, my iPhone is tied into the Apple TV, and we could. You know what? We can probably work that out. I'll have to ask the boyfriend if he can look into that. But one of the biggest and most exciting things that happened in the entire world this week was the launch of Windows 7.
Oh, I'm so excited!
I am so excited. So, for some people, this is the most exciting thing since they started slicing bread, and actually. I mean, sliced bread is great, but was it really that big of a deal?
To slice it? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, we say since sliced bread, but was it really that big of a deal? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been without. Well, I mean,
I have never been without either.
And I can't say that I mind slicing my own bed when I get at the grocery store.
But what were we talking about before the
Windows,
sliced bread?
Which I don't care
Windows
about.
Windows 7, yeah. Well, no, so I just want to say that it's on billboards, it's in commercials, but have you seen the Windows 7 launch party commercial on YouTube?
I have not.
You have not seen it?
I don't go on YouTube a lot.
Oh. Well, you know, maybe you should. Well, let me paint a picture for you. And people, if you have not seen this video, I'm putting a link to it. You have to watch it because it is the most asinine, ridiculous thing that you may have ever seen, and therefore it is hilarious. So there is an older woman.
Okay.
There is a cougar of a woman.
Of course.
So you've got the older woman, and then you've got the cougar. Then you've got the somewhat nerdy yet kind of effeminate guy.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the black dude.
Of course.
So it's a multi-generational cultural experience.
Yet and all condescending. Because,
well, sure.
Yeah.
And they're all standing around this woman's island in her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And they are actually telling people how they can invite friends and family over to learn how to use Windows 7.
Yeah, that sounds like a party.
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. This is for real. You can actually... And so basically, I guess the people at Microsoft realize, yeah, okay, this wasn't such a good idea. But now they can't get rid of it because the video's gone viral. And
why would you want to go to someone's house to learn how to use Windows?
Everybody is watching it. So right now I'm going to show a little clip of it to Starshine, and then we're gonna have more to say. So...
It was... I don't even have words. It was so awful that... I can't even believe that... It's like they forced employees to do it. They didn't even hire actors. That's how I feel. They picked four people that were humiliated into being in this video. It was so cheesy.
I can imagine. They were like,
it was a really bad...
We need a female employee who is near retirement,
yeah,
and is kind of grandma-ish. Anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, Helen.
Helen,
you,
come on,
thank
you have
you.
To. And she's like, fuck.
We need the token black dude. Jamal, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
And he's like, fuck.
Yeah, and yeah. What do you think the effeminate nerdy guy's name is? He looks like a Greg.
I was going to say Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. Okay.
Yeah.
And I say effeminate because he's got the glasses on.
Yeah.
He is your typical, I suppose, nerdy white guy from appearance. But then he's also wearing like...
It's a pink plaid shirt.
These leather bracelets.
Yeah.
And kind
it's
of like
they were trying
the
to make him
kids do.
Cross, because they already had the African-American man. They had to make the next guy cross all other male stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no Asian.
Throw the glasses on so he's IT.
There's no
which
German.
Could be Asian. And then they had the leather bracelets, which I guess is hippie bondage.
I don't
and
know.
They had some
I don't
kind
know.
Of plaid but polo.
If you know. Haven't had a chance to check out the Windows 7 launch party videos, which are nothing but a joke at this point, they're hilarious. And I highly recommend that you check out the one where Hitler finds out
about that was funny.
The Windows 7 launch party. And let me just tell you that if you have maybe heard throughout history that Hitler was easily upset or that he was, an exterminationist, maybe?
Exterminationist.
Yes. Well, it really comes out in this video.
He hates hosting parties, that's for
he
sure.
He is not happy about hosting
yep.
a party and finding out that the SS actually hosted a Windows 7 party.
What
upset.
Is the benefit of hosting? Why would you want to host a Windows 7 party? I don't understand. Oh, God. Hey, your friends would never talk to you again. Hey, come over for drinks. And then 5 minutes later, hey, let me show you Windows on my computer.
Not one person that we know would pay attention. Not
well,
one.
Well, we all
unless,
know enough. It would
unless,
be like, fuck you. But
unless we were like, look how fast the new Windows 7, or 7 downloads porn.
Wow. Yeah, that would be awesome. Especially
that would
if
be
like
about,
midget porn.
That would
be awesome.
Oh, yes. Midget transgendered fecal porn.
Would that be awesome?
I would imagine that
can
that
we
would
see
get
that now?
Midget transgendered fecal porn.
Well, but also the video was like it was being hosted as like kind of like a, you know, I can understand if it was for like Party Light or Tupperware or the Pampered Chef.
Right, like here's how you host a party.
Because you're making a profit
or
off that.
Or the sex
that is,
toy home.
Yes, but that is
party
the person
thing,
hosting
yeah.
the party. That's their job. They make money.
Right.
They go around to people's houses and you spawn, you know, you host them, but they
right,
come.
Right, but if you want a new operating system, just go buy the damn thing
fuck,
and install
yeah.
it.
You're not, you know, hosting your party. What benefit are you getting out of it?
No one cares.
Yeah, exactly. You oh. can't buy anything. You can't
well,
buy
a tragedy.
It.
Okay, now, is there anything else in society currently that has riled you as much as the Windows 7 launch party has me? I mean, really think about that.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Besides the healthcare, which we've talked about before.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you are a tabloid aficionado, I would say.
I do read a lot of shit. I like magazines, and I'll read anything that's put in front of me.
And what would you say is one of the most startling, yet not startling at all, things that you've come across in these things? Because pretty much you read them all, and you're like, Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Well, I've been on Vicodin for a week, so I can't really remember anything that I've read for the
past. Is that going to mix with the cocktail? You're not on it today, right?
Yesterday was my last day off.
Okay, got it, got it.
I can't think of anything in the last week.
Well, listeners, I got to remind you, don't mix pharmaceuticals and alcohol.
There was an article
on the direct advice of your doctor
on the internet today about the surgence and popularity of cat wigs.
What?
Cat wigs.
Like, I don't
understand. Like, you know, dog sweaters? Wigs for cats. And they had pictures of cats with their wigs on.
Really?
Little pink wigs, little red wigs with ponytails. I don't understand. Oh, and then the 30-year-old cat died last week. Did you read that?
Oh.
The world's oldest cat.
No, I didn't even know there was a 30-year-old cat.
Yeah, well, actually, the oldest cat that ever lived, I guess, was a 38-year-old one. Died 5 years ago. But a couple weeks ago, they had done an article on a 30-year-old cat. Her name was Cataracts. And her owner bought
Was that always her name or just when she got old?
No, that was the owner bought her in 1979 and named her Cataracts, and she just died 2 days ago.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. I hate my cat, I've decided. And I'm a cat person, and I hate my cat. She is a bitch. If she lives till 30...
Is vicious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you rile her up, too.
She does not like me at all. Yeah. Not at all. You know, I have to admit, every once in a while here in the lounge, so some of you have been listening for almost 4 years. The 4 years have been around.
And that's admirable, because I haven't been.
And some of you have just tuned in. And I just want to say that sometimes this show is so incredible that you will probably listen to it dozens of times before you're done with it. And sometimes you may say, God, I'd like that hour of my life back. But regardless of which one this show ends up being.
I want an hour of my life back.
It's going to be a short show.
Yeah, awesome. Why? We're going to go drink more?
Because we have Halloween costumes to procure, and we have
Did we talk about your wig? We did.
Haunted botanical gardens to get ready for.
I have to go curl your wig. That's what
I have to
do.
And we have to curl a wig, and, you know, you've been grouting all day.
I grouted my kitchen, yeah.
And
what Sunshine is saying is he's tired and his ass hurts from falling yesterday and he has nothing else to talk about.
So really, okay, so that has a lot to do with it.
And he didn't make a list and usually he makes a
list. No, it's not even that. It's just sitting in this chair is actually pretty painful. That Vicodin would do me a lot of good right now.
Well, I took it all. I'm selfish.
I was putting up one of the shelves yesterday in the Tiki Bar and I was taking great care in making sure that all of my shelves are level because, you know, if you think about it, putting heavy bottles of booze on shelves above your head... Probably a good idea that the shelf is level.
I thought you were more concerned about the aesthetics of it and not the actual safety of it.
Oh, actually, I've told people before, I have most of my mugs tacked down with earthquake putty.
Yeah, well,
the shelves are drilled in so that they can't jump off the wall. And I want to make sure that it's safe, not for just me and my party guests, but also for my tiki mugs.
Well, but we also, you know, most people who live in California don't understand the fear that we have of everything falling on our... heads during an earthquake.
I actually don't think about it too much, except that I would hate to lose all of these things that I've collected all these years.
You know, if I see a TV show or a movie and people are laying in bed and there's a picture over their head, my first thought is, in an earthquake, that's going to fall on their head.
Do you worry about ceiling fans?
Everything.
See, I don't worry about ceiling fans because I know that ceiling fan in our bedroom, that sucker is really in there.
And then when I went to New York in May and we went to the Carnegie Deli, and the Carnegie Deli is like they squish as many tables in that little thing and it's like a little maze to get back there. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, if we have an earthquake, we're going to die. And then I realized, well, they don't have earthquakes here, so what the fuck do they care?
But no, that New Madras Fault does occasionally.
Well, then they should rethink that restaurant
because
the Midwest
and upper East Coast. It's rare, but every 10,000 years it happens.
Well, you know, you don't want to be in the Carnegie Deli then.
Well, and Yellowstone, the super volcano, could go any moment. But
it's a super volcano.
Yes. Yellowstone is a volcano.
Yellowstone is awesome.
But anyways, they're saying that
the magma
is building underneath Yellowstone.
Oh.
And it has risen several feet in the last couple decades. Hmm. And they say that potentially the entire middle of the country could explode.
That is awesome.
And they have looked at projections based on the last several eruptions or explosions, where the dust, magma, and everything goes, the pyroclastic cloud that wipes out all civilization in its path. That's what happened to Pompeii.
Yes, I've been to Pompeii. That was awesome, too.
And so they've looked at where that goes. And so pretty much everyone in the central two-thirds of the country, you're in big trouble.
You know, when I went to Pompeii, you know what they have on exhibit there, which is really cool, is they've actually found bodies that the lava covered,
yeah,
and they were able to dig them out. And I think they made a cast of them is what they did.
Right.
But they had like people like hugging each other and stuff because they had died together.
Oh, that's
so
horrible.
You know, when the volcano explodes in the Midwest, we can look forward to that exhibit.
Yeah.
Farmers clutching each other.
Well, actually, well, perhaps.
Cowboys,
but,
whatever.
But here in Los Angeles, apparently the last several times that it has erupted, the cloud, it doesn't get over here. So mm-hmm. we're actually going to be safe from it. But what they're really worried about is that that explosion will trigger the San Andreas Fault.
Just like that sucky movie we saw a couple months
ago. And that's what will get us.
Yes.
Is the volcano in Yellowstone will trigger the San Andreas Fault. And then we will we'll be shaking and rolling for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Well, but you know, if the volcano went off, maybe we'd have warning and we could go sit in a soccer field until it was done.
Right, and then go home to our homes that don't exist anymore.
We'd be alive.
I know, but really, I mean, when everyone in all of Los Angeles has lost their home, I mean, do you want to be around for the carnage afterwards?
Well, I guess I could go to the mall and get whatever I wanted. Dig it out of the rubble.
Because no one else is going to think of that.
No, just me and, you know, half
right.
of Cal State Fullerton
that's
down
right.
there.
I don't think that's a good idea. So
you'd rather just die.
Well,
with
if,
your
it's,
luck,
if it's really, 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 really bad.
With your luck, you'll be at work and you'll have to help all those thousands
of
people.
Oh, my God. I do not want to be at work during a large event.
No, I wouldn't want to be at your work.
Because I don't want to have to deal with that. I mean, I want to think about myself.
I wouldn't want to be at my work either, but since I'm not management anymore, I don't think there's an obligation for me to stay and help people.
You can just run.
I can run. Yeah. That's why
run.
I switched jobs.
Well, listeners, we are going to try and record a little bit of something on the portable recorder at the Halloween party this next week.
Or tomorrow. We could record tomorrow, too.
What's tomorrow?
We're going to see you, too.
That's right. That's right. I almost forgot.
Let's record tomorrow. Let's drink, since we're going to be there 8 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
So we can record while we're sitting there.
We can.
Sure,
yes, we can.
Yeah.
Starshine.
Is he retarded? What?
Starshine, Harlow, and myself with a few others. Kaylani is going to be there as well. We are going to the U2 concert at the Rose Bowl. They are squeezing more people into that bowl than they ever have before.
That is an intimate concert, people.
96,000 million quintuple people.
The concert, you would say, starts at 8?
7, I believe, is
and
when the opening act goes on.
And
but
we
need
are
to be there
leaving,
by noon.
Yeah, we are leaving at 11.
Yes, because they said the entire city of Pasadena will be nonstop. It will be stopped.
Uh-huh.
Clogged with traffic and people and porta potties and diarrhea everywhere.
Ugh, that's lovely. We should bring those camping. They're for women, the pee things that help you pee on the side of the road. Have you seen them?
Oh, the
portable penis things,
the
funnels?
Like the vagina funnel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I wouldn't have to worry about using the porta potty. I'd just pee on whoever's
car. What if you have to go number two?
Girls don't do that in porta potties.
But what if you really have to? What if you have a lot of cheese and wine?
I won't.
And you really have to go?
No, girls will hold it. We either go before or we go after.
I can't do that. No. Guys can't do that. I don't know how you women do that.
One time I went snow camping and held it for 3 days.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. My eyes would back up. Like my eyes would turn green. I would not be able to do it.
And
there's
then the
no
surgery
way.
I had last week, I think it was a combination of anesthesia and Vicodin. I didn't go for 3 days either, but I didn't notice.
Well, Vicodin does that to you, and you don't really have a choice, but you also don't have the urge to go.
No, I didn't.
Whereas
I
have a cup of coffee and it's like, you know, it's like Niagara Falls. Sometimes.
I did have the urge to pee, but after the anesthesia, my body couldn't really remember how to pee. And
I
so
remember
it,
you telling
yeah,
me that.
That's okay, though.
Listeners, if you would like to send us an email, like we said, you can send that to mail at zentikilounge.com. You can visit zentikilounge.com anytime you want and click around, take our survey.
Sunshine, you sound exhausted.
Well, a little bit. You you know, redecorating a bar is difficult.
Try grouting a kitchen.
And so there's lots of ways for you to get a hold of us, and we ask that you tell at least one person about us each and every week. So every time you listen to the show, you need to say to yourself, I'm going to tell somebody about this train
kinda
wreck
like
of a podcast.
Like hosting a Windows 7 party.
Yeah.
Yeah, invite your friends
and
over.
And who is it that you are going to tell? Spread us
Ooh,
like the venereal disease.
We can make our own
disease.
YouTube video.
Yes,
all four of
we
us
could.
Launching a
we
Zantiki
could make a
Lounge
YouTube
party.
Video on how to tell other people about the podcast. So if you find it difficult, if it's basically like you're the mother of four boys and you have to tell the neighbors, the friends, the family that two of your boys are gay.
Let's do it. Let's record that.
There should be a video for how to do that.
And we could use the exact same lines that the YouTube thing uses. It just will replace Zantiki Lounge with Windows. You know, Windows with Zantiki Lounge. How to host a Zantiki Lounge.
We could do that.
Yeah.
That might be a lot of fun.
And we'll do it from behind your bar.
So thank you for joining us here in the lounge. We're so glad that you stopped by. We'll be back after Halloween for more cocktails, chit-chat, and shenanigans in this place we call a dimly lit... No, in this place we call the Zin
something.
Tiki Lounge.
We call
in
it
our
something.
Dimly, in our dimly lit tiki bar that lives in your head. I want to thank you for stopping by, and as we always say, mahalo.